Has man a soul? The scriptures inform us that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Here, soul means sense and organic life. And this passage refers to the Jewish law that a mortal should be put to death for his own sin, but not for another's. Not soul, but mortal sense sins and dies. Immortal man has immortal soul and a deathless sense of being. Mortal man has but a false sense of soul and body. He believes that spirit or soul exists in matter. This is pantheism and is not the science of soul. The mind quacks have so slight a knowledge of soul that they believe material and sinning sense to be soul. And then they doctor this soul as if it were not even a material sense. In Dr. Gordon's sermon on the ministry of healing, he said, "The forgiven soul in a sick body is not half a man." Is this pantheistic statement sound theology, that soul is in matter and the immortal part of man a sinner? Is not this a disparagement of the person of man and a denial of God's power? Better far that we impute such doctrines to mortal opinion than to the divine word. To my sense, such a statement is a shocking reflection on the divine power. A mortal pardoned by God is not sick. He is made whole. He in whom sin, disease, and death are destroyed is more than a fraction of himself. Such sermons, though clad in soft raiment, are spiritless waifs, literary driftwood on the ocean of thought, while truth walks triumphantly over the waves of sin, sickness, and death.